I've mentioned this week and talked about how this past week was an eventful week for me. I'm talking last Monday through Friday, and also the church, because of I attended that webinar, which was rather exciting, and I've written about it, and you can find the article on it at catholicaudiomedia.com, but also the document that was released by the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith on the aspects of where Catholics stand in various end-of-life issues and why we stand in those positions. But it was also a week that was very eventful for the country. We had the issues related to the death and also lying in state and the burial at Arlington National Cemetery of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who was, of course, a Supreme Court justice, and also the nomination, which happened on Saturday, of Judge Amy Coney Barrett, who was a clerk for Antonin Scalia. Both of them, well, he was Catholic, she is Catholic. And that has raised a lot of concerns among people who are not Catholic, who are not Christian, who are afraid of changes in the current laws of the United States. Now, they are afraid, but one of the issues that we need to look at is, number one, that Amy Coney Barrett has said that she will make decisions based on the Constitution, just as Antonin Scalia did, and that's important to understand. But also, I think it's important for us to realize that where our country is today, especially in light of some of the issues that are that our country stands by, many, especially the more left-leaning people in our country and our church does not stand for, are there because of what I had mentioned a while ago, I think it was last week or the week before, from Pope Benedict the 15th, not the 16th, the 15th, who was the Pope 100 years ago, talking about these things like this are the effects of the church not preaching the gospel as the gospel was preached in the first century. And the fascinating aspect of this is that that was the same thing that came out of the webinar. And I have no one during that webinar, by the way, quoted Benedict the 15th, even though that was his message. And here we are looking at this issue and saying this, you know, as they said it, and this is the issue. We've got to get back to preaching the gospel as they did in the first century. And in the first century, literally, the apostles changed the world. I've, you know, had to deal with occasionally people writing, especially during the very difficult times of the church, especially here in Boston, people writing to me and said, I'm leaving the church. That's it. I'm going. And I got to a point where I would say goodbye. And then I would say, but before you go, do me a favor. I'd like you to read the sixth chapter of John. In the sixth chapter of John, you will see that Jesus says one sentence, and 5,000 people walk away. 12 remained, and of those 12, 11 changed the world. Now ask yourself, which group do you want to belong to? And that was always the way I responded, because we need to understand that the apostles changed the world. But if we go back to Benedict the 15th, and we also go back to that webinar last week, we understand that there is that call to go back to preaching the way the gospel was preached in the first century. We need to do that. And we've got to understand that the effects that we're dealing with in this country, I absolutely believe that, are because we have not been preaching the gospel as we've been called to preach. And so we're hearing that more and more from different circles. So in light of that, that's one of the things that we really want to focus on. That's one of the things that we really want to do. One of the things that we understand, for example, in Romans 12, which is one of the Bible verses that is a so-called sponsor of our program here, Romans 12, we see in 12 verse 2, St. Paul calling us to have a renewal of our mind, and that is to be influenced by the divine wisdom. And I've said before, if you want to experience what that divine wisdom does to people, go read the prologue of John, excited of the fact that Jesus taught them about eternal life, a whole different way of looking at life. And we can see that also going back to the sixth chapter of John, after everyone walked away and Jesus says, are you going to leave me too? And St. Peter says, well, where are we going to go? You're the one who has the words of eternal life. So these are the words that we've got to get back to preaching so that people understand the power of the gospel and suddenly turn around and go, oh, that's what Catholicism is all about. That's what we believe. Well, why haven't they been preaching that for all that time? And we can't say it's because of Vatican II, and that came out in the webinar, because that was stated by Pope Benedict XV 100 years ago, and Vatican II wasn't even in the minds of anyone then, unless anyone said after Vatican I, which was about 100 years before Vatican II, unless anyone said after Vatican I, well, that means there must be a Vatican II. But besides that, no one had any image of a council called Vatican II. Anyway, you are listening to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish here in Allston, Massachusetts. We're going to take a break right now, but remember, we're here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at 9:50 a.m., 100.3 FM, and you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com, CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back after this word from James. You're going through a difficult time. You feel that your faith is being tested, even. You wonder whether it's time to give up and go back to your former ways. Well, have you read James chapter 1?
Consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials.
Yes, James chapter 1 reminds us that we are being made stronger through these difficult days.
And let perseverance be perfect, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
The fruit this time will bear will lead into the glory Christ has for you. So the next time you feel overwhelmed during a time of trial, turn to James chapter 1.
In the New Testament.
Do you have any thoughts on what topics we should cover here? Do you have any issues you would like us to address here? How about questions you might have? Would you like to audition for a volunteer segment? Then write our program at producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. That's producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. Let us know what topics you would like us to discuss about your Catholic faith. We will consider them, and if they are fit for the show, we'll put them in. producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. We're back, and the focus I've been talking about is the importance of preaching Christ and also the effects of not preaching Christ to the level that we've been called to do that, and that's really an important level that came out of the webinar, but also it's come out of different other sources, including 100 years ago from Pope Benedict the 15th, saying that the effects of not preaching Christ were seen very clearly in World War I. So that's really a call that we have to understand who Christ is, and we realize that when we see Christ, seek to preach Christ, then what we're doing is we're growing closer to Christ, and we're also living as he calls us to live. And what did Christ do? He attracted sinners into conversion. But he attracted sinners as people who have been called to know this life-giving truth that is Jesus Christ. I mentioned in my homily one of my least favorite organizations. I shouldn't say organization, but least favorite activities, I guess. I don't know how to describe it. Is Twitter. I do use Twitter to kind of spread what we do, but not to get involved in arguments and discussions, which St. Paul said don't do to begin with, because I'm not a great fan of Twitter. And the reason is because on Twitter, there are people that just cause arguments and just say, and they turn everything that is Jesus Christ into basic rules and regulations, and also use it to condemn other people. And that's why I say keep away from Twitter. I'd like to take a few minutes of kind of also talking about what I talked about yesterday. I had mentioned the reality that there are there's an invitation from Salem Communications to an hour broadcast that can be heard over 3 hours. Also, I think it's going to be on Facebook and also be on YouTube. And it would involve the concept of talking about our faith, of spreading our faith, of celebrating our faith in the vein that we are talking about, and especially they've encouraged us to do it on the weekend before the election. But I can't do it without your support. I can't do it without knowing that you are interested in seeing this happen and you're interested in supporting that. So I asked people to go to our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, to consider donating to the show as a way of support. If you do donate $100, I will send to you a mug that says The Great Act of Defiance on a picture of holding the rosary. You can see the mug at CatholicAudioMedia.com, which talks about how our prayer allows us to stand up for Christ as servants of Christ to those principalities and powers, in a sense, that St. Paul talks about in Ephesians 6:10. So we can talk about that. We can, talk about the importance of spreading the word. And so if you are interested, please let me know. Now, if by any chance, you know, there's the widow's mite and say, well, you know, Father, I don't have any money to donate. If you can pray, and you can even write, I will pray the rosary for so many days for your program. That means more to me than anything else, because we can do anything through prayer. So I can turn around and say, you know, it'd be really nice if someone would donate so many thousands of dollars and we'll be done with this. That would be wonderful. But if someone, if I have a group of people say, you know, we're going to pray for your radio program, that is more powerful than anything else. So I would like, if you could, if you feel in your heart to donate to the show, I'd appreciate that. And if you feel in your heart to pray for the show, I definitely appreciate that as well. So consider that. But anyway, this is something I'm kind of looking into whether we're going to do it or not. And I've talked to people over at WROL and WEZE, who are Salem Communications here in Boston, and to talk about whether or not to do this. By the way, Father Tom DiLorenzo, who is the other Catholic priest here, Father Tom DiLorenzo has been doing Catholic radio forever. And let me tell you, he was doing Catholic radio before I was a seminarian, and I've been a priest for 27 years. So he's also doing it. He's doing it the week before. And of course, he has a very large following. That's Father Tom DiLorenzo. And of course, he's a fellow priest from the Archdiocese of Boston. But if you are interested, please let me know. In the meantime, we have Sister Helena Burns tomorrow. And of course, Father Adriano Zandana on Friday. And we're here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. Have a good day. We've updated CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can now contact us directly here at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. You can donate to the program through several of our online donation portals, and you can read our blog with material that often supplements our radio program. You can, of course, listen to the voice of St. Anthony Parish every day, so check out the new CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.